Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lady who will be involved in that joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Mary Kay Cabot. She's the beat reporter for the Plain Dealer covering the Browns, does outstanding work. She's all over this stuff, and I can't wait to hear her talking to Andrew Berry today. Mary Kay, welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So what's Andrew going to talk about today? Topic number one, most important thing he has going has to be the virus, right, and what they're trying to do to keep everybody safe. Well, what do you expect to hear?
Yeah, I would think that, the hot topics would be players testing positive and players opting out. There's now a deadline set for Thursday at 4 p.m. We'll ask him maybe about Odell's remarks to the Wall Street Journal, although those were made about 2 weeks ago before he came into the facility and saw how safe everything was in there. And those remarks were made before the NFL and the NFLPA agreed on stringent safety measures. So he's had a change of heart, and from what I'm told by multiple sources is that he has no plans of opting out whatsoever. But, there might be one or two other guys that are on the fence about whether or not they want to play this season with high risk factors going on. And then, of course, you had Garrett Gilbert testing positive yesterday, or at least showing up on the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday, which I think is at least a mild concern, considering that he's a quarterback and he's around the other quarterbacks in a socially distant way, but still, I would think that it's something that sends up a little bit of a red flag.
So this may be a slightly generic question, Mary Kay, but what's going on in Berea right now? Because we're in a completely different fashion than we are typically with training camp and a completely different schedule than training camp. So what in the world is going on in training camp?
Yeah, it's confusing for fans, and I feel bad about that for everyone, because it really is sort of hard to understand what's going on. Right now, they are in their acclimation period. So what's going on from now until about August 11th is strength and conditioning with the strength coaches. The regular coaches can't be working with them on the field for that. And then they have walkthroughs that the regular coaches can be out there for. So that's what's going on. And then there's virtual meetings inside the building. I think most of them are virtual meetings inside the building. Some of them might be regular meetings, position meetings inside. But so that's kind of what's going on right now. And then, as you guys mentioned, the first regular practice will be coming up. The first one that we will be out there for, with where they will have helmets on, that will start on August 14th. And then the actual pads come on August 17th. And then there are 14 padded practices between August 17th and September 6th.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, we're seeing what's going on in Major League Baseball right now, and I don't want to say they don't seem to have a plan, but what's happened is they're just canceling games. Do you think football has a different approach to this, or do we have any idea what football would be thinking if, like, three or four guys, we have guys on the COVID list now. If 3, 4, 5, 10 guys on a team show up positive, the week of a game, do we have any feel for what the NFL plans?
No, it's fluid. It's a work in progress. And even though the new COVID, the side letter guidelines just were agreed upon and signed last night, so that there is more clarity in terms of some of the rules, nobody really knows how it's going to play out. The Jaguars have, I believe, something like a dozen players on their reserve COVID list right now. You know, if you head into a season and you've got, you know, 20-some guys on a list like that, then, you know, I think you start to get into a situation where are you going to be able to field a football team? And then you've got states, including Ohio right now, where, you know, where the governor at this point is saying that no fans can be in the stands. Now, that could be a temporary measure. That could change. But right now, that is not permitted for, you know, for anyone, for Ohio State, for the Bengals, for the Browns. And, you know, so that's another thing. The other thing to consider is the fact that, you know, there are some things going on with the tests that are puzzling to even the people that are being tested. Garrett Gilbert tested positive after, I think it was probably 10 negative tests. It was 9 or 10 negative tests to start camp. And then he shows up on whatever, Sunday, Monday, and tests positive. That was actually a positive test to land on that reserve COVID list, not just being exposed to a person who has been infected, which is another way to land on that list. And that was puzzling to him. He's asymptomatic and doesn't understand why he has a positive test right now. Then you have Jamie Gillen. He tested negative on his first day of camp and then positive on his second day. So there are things going on that are confusing and therefore unpredictable as we head into the season.
She's Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we all had about 10 minutes of overreaction theater to the Odell Beckham comments before we realized that it was 2 weeks ago. What do you think changed Odell's mind on the whole thing? Was it just walking into Berea and saying, wow, this is really clean?
Well, I think it was not only that, but the fact that those remarks were made before the NFL players earned some hard-fought, stringent safety measures and some economic issues that they really wanted to have on the table in terms of how the losses were going to be spread out and all of those kinds of things. The players at that time, when he did that interview, were still very, very upset with how things were shaking out. And so, therefore, you know, it was a little bit misleading to have those things go viral yesterday when he doesn't really feel that way anymore, where he believes that the NFLPA did a tremendous job, and the players did too. I mean, they came out with a, you know, we want to play campaign. And, you know, so they fought for these things, and they won most of what they wanted. And so I think he felt better about that. And then when he did come back to the Browns facility, I think he realized how hard they were working to make this safe for everyone, not just doing what they were supposed to do, but going way above and beyond the call of duty.
Mary Kay, somehow David Njoku went from wanting to be traded to being a happy Cleveland Brown. How'd that happen?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's another thing where, you know, there are a lot of factors at play. First of all, I think maybe there weren't the trade opportunities that maybe he hoped there would be. Second of all, the Browns made it clear they did not want to trade him and were not going to give him up for maybe the offers they could possibly get. And then he had conversations with Andrew Berry, including just a recent one a couple of days ago, where, you know, they talked to him about how they feel about him, how they believe in him, how they see him as an integral part of this two tight end heavy offense, and how if things work out in his favor, you know, who knows? I don't know if he was told this part or not, but I mean, if he has a really good season, they can start talking extension with him and, you know, he could find a, you know, be here long term. So I think a lot of things changed.
I like him as a player, Mary Kay. You know, I think David has a lot of potential. I was surprised that he and his agent came out and asked for the trade and everything else. How about if you just come in and let yourself get into this offense? Because, you know, teams are going to be focusing on, you know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Odell and Jarvis Landry. There could be incredible opportunities for the tight end. And even with signing Austin Hooper, you know, it's not like Austin is Travis Kelce or George Kittle. You know, David Njoku can come in and really get a lot of playing time there and really do a nice job. And I've always liked his potential. So I'm really anxious to see what he can do in this offense, especially knowing that Kevin Stefanski loves using tight ends.
Well, you know, it will be interesting to hear his answer to that question. Why did you want to be traded when this seems like an ideal opportunity for a tight end in this two tight end scheme?
Yep.
Andrew Berry was part of drafting him. He was here when they traded up to number 29 back into the first round to draft David Njoku. So, you know, this just seems like it's set up perfectly for him to excel and to get his career back on track. Last year was a tough year for him here. He was in Freddie Kitchen's doghouse. He broke his wrist. He had to undergo surgery. He missed most of the season. He was a healthy scratch for two of the last three games. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of that left a bad taste in his mouth just about the whole entire organization. But I think that, you know, they helped him to see that that was then. That was just a completely different regime. And that's not how these guys feel about him. And, I think they put his mind at ease.
Mary Kay, I had a buddy ask me this question, so I'm passing it on to you. Are they still sniffing around an Everson Griffin or maybe trading for a Yannick Ngakoue or somebody along those lines who could come in and beef up this defensive line, or what you see is what you get?
Well, I don't think so much Everson Griffin. I do think that they will look to add some depth on defense, whether it be defensive line, anywhere on the defense, really. Linebacker, we all know that they could use some help there. I have long advocated that they should trade for Yannick. I just think that they can get him for a price that would make sense to add a really good, solid, young pass rusher who just turned 25, who I think would pair nicely with Myles Garrett, doesn't want to be in Jacksonville anymore at all. I really think, and I'm, you know, the Browns did inquire and look into it, and it's something that didn't go anywhere at the time, but I think it's something that they should revisit and try to pull off if they can. I mean, they were obviously interested in Jadeveon Clowney. That didn't work out. But this is something that, to me, makes a lot of sense.
Mary Kay, tell me Clay Matthews is going to be a Cleveland Brown. I know he's not. Tell me he's going to be a Cleveland Brown. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Well, they have not expressed any interest in him to this point. I really don't expect that to change. I just don't think, he is a fit for them for whatever reason. They have, he just has not been on their radar to this point. So if something like that happens, it will have kind of come out of nowhere because I just haven't sensed it yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear you say that. Just sounds, wouldn't it just be a fun story, Mary Kay? And forget the fun story aspect with, you know, his dad and everything else. As you said, they could use some depth here. The guy's played well in the league. He doesn't appear to be done. It seems like it would be a smart depth move to me, anyway. Even if the guy just ended up, you know, being your extra linebacker, it sounds like a no-brainer to me. But I don't quite get it.
Well, one of the things that I thought that he would really bring to the table would be, just a lot of leadership.
Sure.
In that linebacking room. It's a young room. They could use someone who's played at the level that he's played at. I thought it might be helpful from that standpoint. But again, I just don't see it as, I don't know if it might not be a scheme fit for them. But whatever the case, like I said, to this point, they haven't shown any interest, and I don't know if that will change or not.
Mary Kay, thank you for your time. We look forward to hearing you discussing things with Andrew Berry in his conference call at 1:30.
And especially telling him to go get Yannick Ngakoue. Just hint at that if you don't mind. Pass a note if needed.
Dan will give you $5 if he asks about Clay Matthews.
No, that's the other way. Phelps will buy you pizza.
Yeah. I think I've already asked him about that. I can't remember if I asked about Clay in the last Zoom or not, but we'll see. It's hard to get a question in on these Zooms, by the way.
It is, isn't it?
Well, you have to raise your hand virtually and wait to be called on. So you just, it's not like you can just fire away 5 questions. So it's a little challenging.
Well, good luck. If anybody can pull it off, you can, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and our training camp coverage by WOW, super fast internet. Kaplan's Furniture, where quality and value cost less. Justice and Associates, Allstate Agency, Cleveland fans destination for insurance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.